This is the Chester County Real Estate Podcast, bringing you the info you need to make your next move a great one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Chester County Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Dominski, and this is the show that gives you the information you need to make your next move a great one. This episode, I'm sitting down with Agent Jim Whalen from RE/MAX Ace Realty, and we're talking a little bit about what sellers need to be doing before they go to sell their house, to put it before they put it on the market. So, Jim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Sean. I'm glad I was able to come in and share some ideas that a seller should look at.
Yeah. So let's talk about. So what are we talking about? Are we talking about before they actually take an offer, or before they start to put their house on the market?
Let's talk about first before you put your house on the market with a sale sign in your yard, mm-hmm. and start accepting people into your home.
Okay. So after you sign the listing agreement and you're already, like, you have your representation, you have your agent.
Right. When you have selected your agent, and most people interview 3 to 4 agents before they make a decision. Mm-hmm. Most important thing is, how is that agent going to market your home? Mm-hmm. And what kind of service are they going to give you? Will this agent be available to talk to you directly, or do they have a group of on a team? Mm-hmm. All right. You have advantages for both. Mm-hmm. As a single agent, you always know who you're going to talk to and who's going to be responsible for every part of your transaction. Mm-hmm. When you're working on a team, most teams have assigned jobs for each individual person on that team. Mm-hmm. You get to learn a lot of their personalities and what to expect from each. Mm-hmm.
You've done both in your career, correct?
Yes.
So you've been a part of a team. You've been, you know, an individual agent.
Yes.
Have you ever led a team, or?
I did at one point.
Yeah. Yeah. So talk a little bit, and you have your opinions and thoughts, mm-hmm. on which one works in which circumstances and which one you prefer, obviously, because.
Well, an individual agent.
Yeah.
Okay. They have the resources, and most of them have the expertise to handle, you know, maybe 4 to 5 listings at a time, or, mm-hmm. 4 to 5 listings and 5 or 10 buyers at a time. Mm-hmm. You are going to get service. You're going to get hands-on treatment from that agent. Mm-hmm. You're working with a team. They might be working with 20 or 30 listings at a time and 30 or 40 buyers at a time. Mm-hmm. That gives you an advantage of a larger scale, a larger net, mm-hmm. of opportunities for someone to be interested in your property, because there's more being marketed. Mm-hmm. Okay? You're not getting the individual attention as that first agent you met might now have handed you off to their administrators, their marketing people, which is what an office, what a team does. Mm-hmm. It runs efficiently that way. Mm-hmm. Where a single agent is doing everything at once. Mm-hmm. And they have different degrees of hands-on. And it goes by what you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. So the benefit is that a single agent's doing it all, but the benefit is that they're doing and handling it all. They're with you every step of the way.
Correct.
And when you have questions, or you have something that is referencing a previous step or a future step, that agent understands the whole process because they were there. They don't have to go back and be like, well, let me check my file. Let me look at this. Let me talk to somebody and to figure it out, because
most times that is correct.
Yeah.
That is most correct. But again, team says its advantages too. Team gives you more preciseness on your transaction at that time. Mm-hmm. If you're getting ready to go, they're marketing for your first open house, mm-hmm. or if it's going into closing for your settlement, each individual agent on that team, each individual member has a specific job and is working strictly for you on that job. Mm-hmm. So you have advantages for both ways. It depends on what your comfort level is, mm-hmm. and what your expectations are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the difference between having a personal chef and going to a fast food restaurant.
Correct.
Like, they have their jobs, they know what to do, and you're going to get the same thing all the time, or every time, and it's pretty much going to be what you expect. However, personal chef, they're going to know what you like, what you're looking for, and what you've had, you know, what you did previously, what worked and what didn't, and they're going to be able to work with you that way. So.
Correct. Yeah, okay. It all depends on what your preferences are.
Yeah.
All right. And as I said, both ways work well. It depends on what you want.
Okay. So we got a little off track there.
Yeah.
Sorry, I think it's a great topic. But so someone's putting their house on the market. What are some of the things that if someone's looking to sell their house, they need to be doing?
First, you have to look at, all right, where am I going to go?
Okay.
You know, lately I've been finding 4 out of 10 buyers do not know where they're going to go. They want to sell. They want to move on. They could be downsizing to a smaller residence. Maybe the kids have went to college. Or some kind of scenario like that. They want to sell their house because it's too big, but they have no idea where they want to move to. They don't have any concept of what to expect.
Even in this market, because I feel like...
Even in this market, especially in this market, because it's much harder to find the smaller home.
Well, I felt like there were a lot of people holding off on selling because they were afraid they couldn't just find something once they sold.
Correct. And then what's happening is to people that are coming into that, realizing that they would have to rent for a while till they find their home.
Yeah.
Or move in with family. There's a lot of different changes in that, and the dynamics have to go with the situation. All right. Another part of it is know your finances.
Okay.
Okay. Know what your mortgage payoff is going to be approximately. Also, talk to a mortgage lender. Either it be your bank, your current mortgage company, or somebody new.
Okay.
That way you know what you can afford without selling your home.
Okay.
And with selling your home.
So even if you're selling your house, you should talk to a lender.
You should do that. Mm-hmm. You should have the anticipation of what you're going to be spending. Okay, you should know a budget, what you're going to keep into that budget, and be prepared so you're aware of what the interest rate is currently with that. We were used to 2.5% interest for a very long time.
Yeah.
And now you're coming back into a market to purchase, and you're realizing that it's 8%. You're not affording the same amount of house as you would at 2. And you have to be prepared for that and be understanding on what you want, which is even a larger issue before you sell your home, is not only where you're going to go, but what do you want in a home? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing or not willing to give up? Do you want the walk-in closet? Do you want the pool? Do you want the 2 or 3 car garage? Do you want 1 floor living or still a colonial but smaller do? Are you coming from a single home on 2 acres and moving into a townhome? You have to understand what your expectations are, because a lot of couples are finding out that the tastes are a little different. All right?
Oh, right, right.
All right, you've looked in the same home for 10, 20, 30 years. And you're used to it. Everything's familiar. Now you're changing your environment. And your taste, some people's tastes have changed. What you were comfortable with before is not acceptable now. And be prepared for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when it was actually our old house. We were about to redo our kitchen, and we found out that it was like granite on sale was the same price as custom laminate.
Okay.
But you only had like 4 choices, and I was like, I don't care, it's granite. Like, we're putting granite in, right? And my wife was like, well, no, I want to have, like, I'd rather have the stuff, like, what I want, even if it's like a lesser quality material. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Like, it's granite. I don't care what it looks like. Right. It's just, you know, granite countertops. And I was like, how are we not on the same page on this? And it was like a realization, you know?
Right. It you know, you realize, wow, that's not what I was expecting.
Right. Right.
Okay.
So what's another example of something that, you know, someone... Their tastes diverge. Are we talking like he wants a big yard, she wants a nice kitchen? If they have to choose, now it's becoming kind of an issue type of thing.
Correct. That can be an issue.
Yeah.
A lot of times, entertainment space.
Okay.
Okay. If you're coming from a larger home, say 32,000 is a big home, 3,200 square foot home,
yeah,
and coming down to a smaller home, mm-hmm. okay, you realize that you're going to be seeing one another because more of us are working from home.
Mm-hmm.
More of us have that home office or two home offices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where you're seeing everyone 24/7. What yeah. kind of space are you willing to have? Mm-hmm. Do you want an outside deck where mm-hmm. you can hang out? Do you want a family room or a finished basement that's a walkout
mm-hmm.
where one person can work and somebody else can work at another part of the house?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be ready to understand that. You have to understand, do I need high-speed internet?
Mm-hmm.
Can I go with whatever's available? You got to also look funny, you know, is reception, cell mm-hmm. phone reception.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know plenty of people who are like, oh, I don't get reception at my house. I'm like, wow, that's really
unfortunate. If you're working from home, that's a major issue.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. To get back to getting your house ready.
Yeah, sorry, we keep getting all these tangents.
Okay. To get ready for your house, we've yeah. talked about what your expectations are. We've talked about what type of financing you should be preparing yourself for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the house itself.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now in the real estate market, we're seeing what's called the HGTV effect.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody wants the house to look gray, white, and sterile. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's great if you want to spend the money for those updates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have to be prepared for sometimes the criticism you might get from doing that.
Okay.
Okay. You always have to remember, you're the one living in this home currently.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's your home. You're the one who's going to be making the decisions on how it's going to be displayed to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Having your house straightened up is always important.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's big with lenders right now is family pictures. It's kind of like a desire not to have a whole lot of family pictures out right now.
Do you mean in the home or in like
in the home
offer?
Itself.
Yeah.
In the home itself.
Well, that was kind of like a general staging tip that was always, even when I got into mm-hmm. real estate, that was something they said, like, hey, you don't want to turn people off. Like, you want them to feel like it's going to be their house, not that they're walking through somebody else's
right.
house.
You don't want to be battling with somebody else's memories.
Right.
So taking some of the pictures down mm-hmm. would be advisable. Decluttering your home is a typical one that everybody says.
Yeah.
Okay. Being able to walk through your home, opening your shades, having mm-hmm. your house be as bright as it possibly could.
Okay.
Is very important. The brighter the house, the bigger it looks.
What about adding some more lighting or?
Adding lighting, changing light bulbs.
Yeah.
Changing from incandescent to LED light bulbs does a lot of wonders for a home.
Okay.
Now you also have to be prepared. Of course, it will also show some of the blemishes if your painting isn't as great.
Okay.
Okay. Or your flooring isn't quite straight.
So just like how everyone looks good in candlelight.
Yes.
When you walk into a house and it's like very, it's got great ambience.
Yes.
You might want to grab a flashlight or something.
Sometimes you want some more light on to really see the features.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the things that was always talked about and still is, you know, people say, well, put a pie in the oven or yeah. make cookies. Things like that.
Yeah.
Scents and odors are very big on a home. Okay. I have four dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know I have four dogs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. It's a fact of life. Okay. If you have pets, make sure they're bathed. Make sure it's cleaned up. Okay. You can't have 100 dog toys around.
Yeah.
All right. Things like that make a big difference with someone coming in to look at your home to purchase.
What about the litter box?
Litter boxes should always be changed.
Even if it's in the basement or so,
correct.
Still try to change that out. Put the spent extra $10 for more fresh litter or something. Top it off.
Correct.
You don't want, it's just a laundry room, but still a buyer will walk through there, and they will
open the doors.
Smell it. Yeah. Yeah.
Same as laundry. Put your laundry away.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And don't just dump it in your closet and close the door. Okay? People will open your closet to see what they look like.
Yeah.
It takes it away.
Yeah.
Seeing a big pile of laundry. Put the clothes away.
Some people kind of... So are we, at this point, when we're in this decluttering stage, are we purging or are we going to start packing? Because some people say just start packing, basically.
Well, the school of thought on this packing is you're decluttering, you're removing yourself away from the home so somebody else
right.
can fit into it.
Okay. Okay.
It depends on the buyer coming through, though. Someone will see packing and saying, these people are desperate, they're already packing.
Okay.
I can come in with a lower offer. They okay. have somewhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if you're loading everything into your garage or into your basement, it takes away. I don't know how many cars I can fit in my garage. Mm-hmm. It's filled with boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can finish this basement, or I can't see around to the heater or the hot water heater or the electrical panel because there's 100 boxes in the way.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to start packing, do your purging.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Make sure it's done before the house goes on the market. And get a storage unit.
Mm-hmm.
Or pods, and fill that up with the things you're using to declutter.
Mm-hmm. Well, the pods, but still, if people see a big pod in the driveway, you still have to be careful about that.
You do have to be careful of it, but out of sight, out of mind kind of situation. And when you're going through a property,
mm-hmm. okay, you're not seeing the boxes.
You're not remembering the property. You're not remembering the boxes. You're just seeing a storage.
At least it's unit. Outside the
correct
the house that you're trying to tour.
Correct. Landscaping. Mm-hmm. Make sure your grass is cut. Make sure your flower beds mm-hmm. are weeded. Have fresh mulch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the biggest things to catch someone's eye on a first impression is the landscaping of any property.
Mm-hmm. What we commonly refer to as curb appeal.
Curb appeal, correct. Yeah. Curb appeal. You want to be able to pull in and not see a whole lot of work the day you move in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you want that grass nice, clean. You want to see the leaves this time of year picked up.
Yeah.
You don't want to see weeds. You don't want to see unkept bushes and dead flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all turnoffs to a buyer. You want the house prepared.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, like, do you recommend people bringing someone in to take care of that stuff? Or is it just, like, they can do it themselves, but they have to... Be intentional.
If the homeowner can do it themselves, I would always recommend for the homeowner to do that.
Okay.
I'm firm belief of you don't want to put them as much money out unless you have to.
Okay.
Okay. If you're unable to do your own landscaping or don't know where to start,
mm-hmm.
then get a professional landscaper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you can also, there's several very good professional stagers. Space-saving people that will actually help you organize to pack.
Mm.
All right, if you feel you need it.
What has your experience been with stagers? Because there's a lot of agents who say, I'm the stager, I can help you. And then there's other agents who say, no, we're going to bring someone in.
I've always preferred to have someone else come in and do it.
Yeah.
If a seller says, I need the home stage because I have no sense
mm-hmm.
of what people like.
Mm-hmm.
Then definitely they should be interviewing stagers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But also, there's homes that you walk into that staging might take away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with certain ages of homes.
Okay. How so? All right.
If you would walk into a mid-century home.
Yeah.
Say 1975, between 75 and 80.
Okay.
And you walk in and the furniture looks like the day it came out off of the showroom floor.
Uh-huh.
All right. And it's impeccable.
Yeah.
You know, the house is perfectly clean. It's the hardwood floors. How much staging do you want to change to take away from the character of that mid-century home or mm-hmm. contemporary home that mm-hmm. a stager with modern furniture can't emulate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have seen some, not disaster staging, but very... negatively affecting the property. If you're with properties over from the 1800s, stone farmhouse that suddenly has all the modern furniture in the living room and in the kitchens.
Okay.
And it takes away from the atmosphere that the seller's trying to portray,
mm-hmm.
and how the agent could be portraying the property as well.
Okay. So there would be like, because you have very modern looking stuff, and it doesn't really fit with the character.
Fit, right. And takes away from the desire to buy a property if it looks mm-hmm. so modern.
Right.
When you're marketing it for a wholly different group.
Right.
So interviewing your stager to see if they will fit is just as important.
What are some of the questions and what do you recommend people look for when they're talking to different stagers?
Well, either with stagers or landscapers,
mm-hmm.
anyone that you're bringing into your property, how long has your experience been?
Mm-hmm.
What has your recent experience been with my age of home or my size of home?
Mm-hmm.
Who are your references?
Mm-hmm.
And may I talk to some of them?
Okay.
Do you have any pictures of your work? Or can I go online to find pictures of your work that are not on your website?
Mm. Well, they should, because usually after the staging's done, the photos are done.
Correct.
So you should be able to see some previous
work. So I would like to see some of that work mm-hmm. to see how it flows. All right? Your personality needs still to reflect in the home because it is your home.
Yeah.
Okay? And you want to make sure that that's still caught by a stager.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be whimsical, whether it be classical, whether it be mid-century modern, whether mm-hmm. it be a primitive.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to reflect on that. As long as it goes with your home itself.
Mm-hmm. What are some... So you talked about the IKEA furniture in a historical home.
Correct.
What are some of the other things that you've seen go wrong when someone... maybe chose the wrong stager or stager wasn't necessarily the right fit for that client?
I've had people come in and use designers.
Mm.
And paint is a huge effect.
Mm-hmm.
One of the trends on and off that keep coming back, and I really don't know why, is painting rooms entirely one color, not just the walls, but the trim, the window casings, ceilings.
Uh-huh.
Even the outlet covers, all one color.
Mm-hmm.
That goes to a specific taste of a specific group.
Okay.
Okay? Not everyone is into that.
Mm-hmm.
Many people will walk into a home and say, look at all this trim I have to redo.
Okay.
All right, especially when they're using darker colors.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, they use darker colors when a room's getting a lot of sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, to give it more definition.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not as traditionally as what we're used to on the East Coast.
Okay.
We're used to coming into a house and seeing white ceilings, white trim, and white or off-white outlet covers. That's what we're used to seeing a lot of times.
Right. Wait, and so people are painting the ceiling the same color as the walls?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And another trend is also using wallpaper on the ceilings.
Okay.
Which was in the 20s, 30s, and 40s was something that was being done.
Mm-hmm.
And people are doing that now in certain types of homes, especially if you're talking to homes from that era, they're doing it again. It's not particularly a great thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's also very hard to paint over, and you will always see that wallpaper seam.
Yeah.
So be very aware of the plans.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Be very aware of the budget. Stick to your budget mm-hmm. for those items. This is how much I want to spend. I don't want to go over. Mm-hmm. For every dime you spend over, that's less of a house later you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do not use a credit card if you're getting your mortgage pre-approved. Do not be using your credit card. Because those expenditures have to be explained to the lender.
Mm-hmm.
It affects your credit. It affects your credit limits. So be prepared for that.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Well, I really appreciate that. I think that makes a lot of sense. Where can people get a hold of you if they want, if they have any more questions about that or want
to
work with
you? They're always easy to call me from here at the office or on my cell, which is 610-348-7457. Or they can email me at jameswhalen@remax.com.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks a lot, Jim.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Chester County Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by RE/MAX Ace Realty, serving buyers and sellers in the Chester County area. Subscribe for new episodes at acerealtypa.com/podcast. And you can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and wherever podcasts are found.